Les milieux ruraux souffrent encore du manque d'accès aux soins médicaux et ce problème est encore d'actualité dans la région de Rivière-la-Paix. Cependant, la communauté vient tout juste d'accueillir un nouveau médecin à la clinique de Falaire, Dr. Hussein, qui travaillera aux côtés de Dr. Lynn Hanekom et de Stéphanie Barker, infirmière praticienne. Le docteur Hussein, lui, est heureux de pouvoir travailler dans une communauté rurale. Selon lui, il y a encore beaucoup de lacunes en endroits ruraux. Écoutons-le qui compare son expérience en ville à ses quelques semaines dans la région.
Working in rural areas is challenging, not like the working in a city where you have all the resources available. Companies are in a competition between them to provide for you free samples to help the patients. While in the rural area, rarely you will have the samples. And I guess we are facing here the same issues. Like when I was in Edmonton, I found my friends, I did some attachment with them. They have really good amount of free medicines which they can offer to the patient who cannot really access the medication because of the insurance issue, you know. And when I practiced in Brooks for 3 months, it was near Calgary, also they really have a good amount of medications, all brands. But when I came here, really, we don't have many samples. We would love always to help the people. Many people are suffering with getting the medication because of the insurance issues. And you know, medication are not always cheap. And some people really, sometimes they are facing difficulties in getting $20 to spend on medication. So I think these are the challenges which was there, and also I found it here. Now we are trying to create our own connection with the companies of the drugs. Hopefully they will come send us some of their medication.
En ville, les médecins ont accès à des échantillons de médicaments qu'ils peuvent ensuite prescrire aux patients qui ne peuvent couvrir les frais associés à ces derniers. Le nouveau médecin de la clinique espère régler ce problème en améliorant le lien entre les médecins ruraux et les compagnies pharmaceutiques. Le docteur Hussein continue en expliquant que la liste de lacunes ne s'arrête pas là. Lorsqu'un patient doit être référé à un spécialiste en ville, ces derniers sont placés sur de très longues listes d'attente.
We will keep bugging them all the time. Like, we have this patient, what will happen about him? And it's also difficult for the patient. Now, what I'm facing now is that the patient telling the gas price is high. Doctor, can we do a phone call? Because we are finding it difficult to go on there. Because, you know, we are in a rural area and people coming us from, maybe they will drive 1 hour, 1 hour and even more. And really, they found it difficult now with the gas price higher, even to come here. So I will be enforced also to do some phone calls over the next period, try to help the patient as much as we can.
Il est très conscient des frais associés aux consultations en ville et comprend que certains patients préfèrent opter pour une consultation virtuelle ou téléphonique. En parlant de frais, l'organisation à but non lucratif, CAPS, bénéficie de l'arrivée de ce deuxième médecin et ce troisième locataire du bâtiment. Rachel Tanguay de l'équipe administrative nous explique ce que cela implique au niveau de l'organisation.
It helps out for sure because then they get paid more rent because there's three people renting. So yes, financials help. And that way we were able to upgrade our floors, repaint, get new things, so it does help, definitely. It was pretty tight with two, so it's great with three.
Passer d'un médecin et une infirmière praticienne à deux médecins emmène des avantages non seulement au niveau budgétaire de l'organisme sans but lucratif qui gère la clinique, mais enlève beaucoup de poids sur le dos d'un seul médecin. Selon Tanguay, la clinique avait grandement besoin de ce troisième membre de l'équipe.
I've been working here for over 20 years and I've never seen any appointment you ever had to wait for more than 3 days. And now we're waiting, patients are waiting almost up to a month for some doctors. So that was a big change. So I'm just thankful that everyone has been kind and patient and understanding that we, in search of the new doctors coming in, that they were very patient And it's sometimes it's frustrating, but we all kind of work together and we try squishing in as many people as we can. And now that there's a third doctor, there's less of a period to wait. So that's our happy point.
La clinique avance alors dans la bonne direction avec l'arrivée de Dr. Hussein. Les administrateurs espèrent qu'à l'avenir, les patients n'auront plus à attendre aussi longtemps pour leur rendez-vous. Justine Dubrulle, Nord-Ouest FM. Ce reportage est rendu possible grâce à l'initiative de journalisme local.